And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of February, 2014. Birthday of George Washington, born Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732. Prosperous family, but his father died after he was riding around the plantation on horseback in terrible weather, and so Washington's mother gave up on the plans to send him to school in England. Instead, he was educated by his half-brother, Lawrence, who introduced George to his neighbor, Lord Fairfax, one of the most powerful men in Virginia, and he became Washington's mentor, offered young George a job surveying land in the Shenandoah Valley, which Washington was very good at. And he met Sally Fairfax, who was married to a member of the Fairfax family, who was beautiful and well-educated, and took it on herself to teach George how to behave in high society, taught him about literature and politics and history and spelling and how to make conversation and how to dance the minuet. And he fell in love with this young married woman. His half-brother Lawrence died, and so George inherited Mount Vernon. He went off to fight in the French and Indian War, where he survived despite having two horses shot out from under him, came back home, was engaged to Martha Custis, a wealthy young widow from Williamsburg who brought to the marriage $100,000 worth of land and also two children. And after his engagement to her, Washington wrote to Sally Fairfax a letter and confessed his love for her. Washington married, he became a gentleman farmer, had a seat in the lower house of the Virginia State Legislature, but by the early 1770s, he was a strong supporter of American independence. 1774, he was elected as a delegate to the First Continental Congress, and then to the Second Continental Congress, and arrived for the meeting dressed in a military uniform and was elected Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. It's the birthday of the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine, 1892, a rebellious young woman at Vassar College who moved to Greenwich Village after college, and most of the men in the New York literary scene of the 1920s fell in love with her, including the critic Edmund Wilson, who proposed and never got over her rejection of him. She wrote poems about freedom and free love, became one of the icons of the jazz age, gave readings of her poetry, drawing huge crowds, reciting her poetry from memory. The woman who wrote, "My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night, but ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, entitled "Scheming in the Snow." There is a time after what comes after being young, and a time after that, he thinks happily as he walks through the winter woods, hearing in the silence a woodpecker far off, remembering his Chinese friend whose brother gave her a jade ring from the Han Dynasty when she turned 18. 2 weeks later, when she was hurrying up the steps of a Hong Kong bridge, she fell, and the 1,000-year-old ring shattered on the concrete. When she told him, stunned and tears running down her face, he said, "Don't cry. I'll get you something better." A poem by Jack Gilbert, "Scheming in the Snow," from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.